Game one of a doubleheader between the Twins and Royals. John Farrell skipping out on his managerial duties with the Red Sox to see his son Luke make his major league debut. We'll take it to the bottom of the fourth, Alcides Escobar at the plate.
And that ball's hit high in the air, left field, long run. Robbie still drifting back. That one's gone. Two-run homer by Escobar on a breaking ball. Looked like it was just off the end of the bat. Just his second homer of the year. Here's the payoff pitch. Hit high in the air, center field, well hit. Long run, Buxton, he'll pull up, and that ball's a gone. Wow. Kansas City has tied it up here in the bottom of the fifth on a two-run homer. Losses 10th, 5-5. Tying run at second base. And Whit Merrifield, Torres the batter. And a little flare down the left field line. Now I can't believe that. That's going to land fair. That's going to be a double for Torres, and they've tied it up. 6-6 tie, two on. And there's a curveball, and he breaks it into left field for a base hit. One in. Kane, he'll be waved in. He'll score. And it's 8-6 Kansas City. Perez high-fiving his dugout. Came right back with the breaking ball. This one got more of the play.
And a 1-1, a drive to right field and trouble. Kepler back. He turns. It's gone. And that has plagued Presley all season long. The home run ball has hurt him. And Gordon blasting one to right, a three-run homer, and the Royals break it open 11-6.
Paul Molitor and the Twins unable to pull it off in game one against the Royals as they lose 11-6. Here's Molitor on the loss.
We didn't have a real good day, I think, executing some of the either plans or pitches that we tried to throw. The first sign was probably the 0-2 double in LaPrez when they got the first run. And Moustakas, the changeup kind of hung in the middle, and then I think it was another changeup to Escobar. We had Moss in the hole, and we let him get back in the count, and we centered a fastball for him. It was just pitches that he left too much to the plate. And, you know, we had a good day offensively, a lot of good things. We did leave a lot of guys on base. It's hard to be too critical when you score five in the first three innings. You know, you're going to leave a few people out there. But a couple more big hits might have made a difference in terms of increasing our cushion. Jorge got a big hit to put us back up front, but they just kept coming.
Long day in the hot sun. How do you keep these guys fresh, and how much do you change the lineup for game two?
I just made my way around after the game and, you know, didn't do anything collectively. Just say, hey, we get to play a game here in a couple hours, you know. So you got to maybe learn what you can from your experiences and try to find a way to bounce back. You know, it's been a tough little stretch. Cleveland seems like a long time ago. But we got two more games to play here. And hopefully tonight we get a nice outing from our youngster, and we'll see where it takes us.
Luke Farrell in his major league debut goes 2 2/3, 5 runs on 7 hits with 2 strikeouts. The Twins have lost 3 straight and 5 of their last 6.